The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there is a family of inner qualities that are related to the word trust. Some of the part of that family, other parts is faith, confidence, and some people use the word conviction is important. But there's one more word that that the Buddha used that sometimes has been translated as the word is pasada, and pasada can mean tranquil or bright or clear or clean. And it's used in the context of a certain kind of faith or trust or confidence that can arise that is not zealous. You know, some people are very cautious around people who have too much faith, because there's could be a lot of attachment, a lot of ideas of self-righteousness, that this is the true faith, this is the true creed or something. But this pasada has a tranquil, clean feeling to it, but it's actually quite important part of Buddhist practice. And sometimes there's a word that is put in front of it, which is in the ancient language is avecha, and it can be translated as confidence. If pasada is confidence or faith, confidence based on knowledge, on what you know. So some people translate into English as verified faith, that we've had some experience that's proven or verified, or we know for ourselves something. Sometimes people associate faith with believing something that cannot be known for sure. You know, that there's some kind of supernatural realm or some kind of heaven or some kind of rebirth or something, and we can't really know that, but I just take it on faith. So some people, faith has this idea that, religious faith, that you're believing in things that can't be known for sure. But in Buddhism, faith is based on things you can know. And the particular form of faith that's particularly important is this pasada, and it's pasada that's based on what we know for ourselves. And there's certain things we can know for ourselves that can give us tremendous encouragement, inspiration, dedication, faith, confidence, but not in a zealous way, not in an overact. You know, but rather in a way that we feel kind of reassured and safe and contented or inspired for sure, and maybe willing to put a tremendous amount of effort into the work, but it comes out of this kind of tranquil place, tranquility of the heart. So what is it that is a verified faith that brings tranquility and ease and to a person? What is it that can be actually known? What can you know for yourself that is considered to be such an important concept in Buddhism that it's held up in very high esteem, it's extremely valuable, this avecha pasada. This is like one of the goals of practice, is to have this for oneself. And so that lends itself to people having, you know, maybe some grand ideas about practice. This must be the explosive nirvana experience, or it might be dramatically altered state, or something really, you know, must be something, you know, only the great teachers have it, because they're tapping into something really mystical or special or something. For the Buddha, it was very relatively pedestrian, relatively simple what he saw as being the source for this verified faith. And some of you will be disappointed hearing this. And some of you might be inspired. And that is that thing. He has a whole series of things. I don't remember them all now, but he goes through a whole series of if you know for yourself the experience of having a greedy mind, that you have greed, and then you have the experience of the mind without greed, then you know something that can give confidence. You know that you're not inherently stuck with a greedy mind. It's possible to have a mind without any greed. Now that doesn't sound like some great spiritual truth, so we have to be patient and hear the rest of it. If you know a mind that's angry, and then you know a mind that has no anger, this gives rise to verified faith. We still haven't gotten to the important things, right? It's just greed and anger, that's like... Well, if you find yourself the mind that has conceit and arrogance, and then have an experience of the mind cleansed or freed of the conceit and arrogance, then you have verified faith about that possibility. But we still haven't gotten to the really, juicy spiritual things that... So if you know that you have a mind that has envy and jealousy or resentment or fear or hostility, or it goes through all these different things, and you know a mind that doesn't have those, and it isn't just because you kind of got distracted by YouTube, but you really feel or sense, and right now I've been troubled by this state, and right now something has released, something has relaxed deeply, and it's simply not there. And there's a feeling of being clean, of being free, of being, wow, that's quite something. That is what gives rise to avecca passada, this verified faith, this tranquil confidence based on what we know for ourselves. So why is this so important? It doesn't seem like it's, great spiritual truth. So just almost psychological in terms of these qualities, mental states. It's because these are the states that bring suffering. And the absence of them is the absence of suffering. And if that's done thoroughly, then a person can experience a radical absence of suffering, something that's peaceful, tranquil, bright, clean, clear, like this passada, that is inspiring and very meaningful. And that is one of the goals of Buddhist practice. Maybe it's not some ultimate cosmic consciousness kind of experience, but what would you rather have? Some ultimate Big Bang experience while you're still suffering, or this more humble thing of just not being someone who suffers anymore? And maybe the more humble way is maybe more powerful and more, And so for the Buddha, he said, if you have that kind of verified faith or confidence based on knowing, and you trust it, because that's what it is, you're trusting it, you know it, there's a possibility that this gives can give birth to joy and to happiness, can bring give birth to greater tranquility, give birth to the mind getting settled, composed, and concentrated. So when the mind has this verified faith, it doesn't have to struggle or doubt or wonder or not understand what this is possible for us. There's understanding, this is what the practice is about. And this is a path, this is an activity that I know I can do. It's not so strange, it's not mysterious, it's rather mundane what we're talking about here, but the potential of it is actually quite powerful, the change of these psychological states. And to trust that in a deep way can be inspiring in the way that brings joy and happiness and certain kind of tranquility. And so we see repeatedly this emphasis on tranquility. Passada has a tranquil feeling. Tranquility itself is tranquil. And then this composed, settled, concentrated states. where we're no longer struggling or agitated or trying to get away or run or fix or change. A lot of the settling of concentration is just stopping the agitated spinning mind and just being willing to just really be here, and be here in a full, embodied, clear way, letting go and settled. To have this experience, very clear experience, clear enough experience of having these different mental states present and then really absent in a clear way, certainly shows a possibility, but more than that, it shows a possibility or potential that the mind has, a beauty that the mind has, a really worthwhile, wonderful state. And that begins putting a question mark behind some of the pursuits of concerns and preoccupations we have. And we can ask ourselves, which is more worthwhile? Is it more worthwhile to continue being anxious about, you know, whether the price of gas is going to go up to $6 a gallon? Or is it better to kind of trust and be concerned with the possibility of the mind not having that anxiety about gas prices? What are you best served with? Where's the greatest inner wealth? Where's the greatest benefit from? And if you had to choose between being anxious about $6 a gallon gas or $10 a gallon gas, heaven forbid, or sacrificing your peaceful mind, which would you choose? So I chose that kind of maybe silly example, but that kind of questioning, having that kind of reference point, can help us to question and look at many of the ways we still get caught up. And now we don't have to take it on blind faith that it's useful and valuable to let go and experience the peaceful mind. We know for ourselves that this is possible. And it doesn't matter what Buddhist teachers say, I know for myself, I don't have to be caught in greed. I don't have to be caught in hostility and anger or envy or jealousy. There is another way, and I know that that's valuable. And I know that for myself. And then to be inspired by that, to be gladdened by it, to let it be settling. So this kind of verified faith that supports us, that guides us, that opens the way for further practice, is considered to be so important in this Buddhist tradition we're in, that it's given, how people use this term, a very lofty title or word, and that it can get to your head because of how people talk about it. But now that I've laid it out, how simple it is, in a certain way, maybe you won't take it to the head. If those of you who know this, it's written. It's called becoming a stream enterer, stream entry. Because now you can enter the stream. It's entering the stream, because with that kind of faith, you can enter. If you enter a stream, you're carried by the current, and the current carries you. And if you really understand the nature of this mind that is free from these particular states, and you can rest there or trust it, this potential of freedom, the potential of the absence of those, will begin carrying you to greater and greater freedom. It's like the crack has been opened, and now if you trust it, the crack will open further and further into this greater freedom and peace. So verified faith. And I suspect that each of you have had some kind of experience that you could see as verifying this potential, this contrast. It's not such a foreign thing to people. It's just that it's seldom been appreciated or prioritized or seen as important. Sometimes people are looking beyond that to, you know, great, wonderful, cosmic things. But in the simplicity of situations that you've been troubled, and then you have a radical experience of not being troubled. And there's a powerful lesson to be had there. And I would suggest that in some small ways, at least, all of you have had a taste of this. But maybe you haven't availed yourself of the confidence and the inspiration that can come from that lesson. May that lesson be an encouragement for you. Thank you.